If you make a sukkah between trees, and the trees will be in the walls. If you have regular branches that get blown around by the wind, it's possible because they separate, and when they separate, you don't have mechitza. So you have to have the branches held into place, or they have to be sturdy enough that the wind won't blow them around. You have to fill up the gaps between them with straw and other things so the wind will not blow them around. For kosher oisim, it has to tie them down. If you did all that, then it's kosher. Okay, and nochen lastly is kol mechitzas meiriyas shel pishtin leikonim. One should not make the mechitzas out of flax without having these other rods of reeds that are keeping it in place. Avdi shekoshim betoiv, even though you tie it down well. Once it gets disconnected, it will blow away in a regular wind, and it's a possible wall. If you want to use sheets for mechitza of the sukkah, for wall of the sukkah, then you should have bonim woven into it to hold it in place. It should not move around. There's two opinions about this general halacha. Shabrul holds that even if you have a sheet which is tied on the bottom, but it's flapping in the middle, the fact that it's flapping in the middle is enough to passel it. It has to be something that is sturdy and doesn't flap at all. That's the pesach of Mishnah Berurah. Chazon Ish is more lenient. He says as long as it's tied on the bottom, then even if it's flapping in the middle, it's all right.